This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Brooke Deratani-Goldfarb back. She is the Brevard Coordinator for Big Brothers Big Sisters Central Florida. It's going to be a great event, so tell us the details.
The Melbourne Auditorium on Saturday, March 10th from 6 to 10 p.m. Last year, we had 50 volunteer chef teams and restaurants competing for our guests' taste buds. Again, this year, we are going to have the Supervisor of Elections office present with their voting machines. So people come in, they taste as much food as they possibly can, although I challenge anybody to try all 50 chef stations. And then they get to vote on their favorites while rocking out to live cover band, The Umbrella Thieves. Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Florida matches children facing adversity with volunteers in our community, and so all proceeds from this event will go to our program here in Brevard County. My husband and son have decided to volunteer to be a chef team. Our theme this year is Mentoring Rocks. And so in keeping with our rock and roll theme, my husband and son are creating a dish made with Oreos, and they're calling their creation Oreo Speedwagon. I have another gentleman who's coming back this year, and he's making Chili Idol. So it should be really fun to see what themes people come up with. For $75, a guest can come in, try as many chef teams as possible. It also includes open bar and a chance to partake in all of the entertainment. We really hope to get a good showing. And right now, it is not too late to sign up to be a chef. Our chef registration is open until February 10th. So this is a call out to all chefs. Don't just hide in your kitchen at home. Let Brevard County know how great you are. Maybe you'll be voted Brevard's next top chef. The deadline is February 10th so that the Supervisor of Elections office has the opportunity to create the ballots in time for the evening on March 10th.
What's it required to be a chef? What do you have to be able to do?
You create one dish. It's kind of like Brevard's biggest potluck, quite frankly. Let's say, for example, you are a fan of meatloaf. That's both a dish, and it is somebody who was pretty popular in, what was that, the 1970s?
Think so, yeah.
We're going to go with 1970s. A person who wanted to go with the theme of meatloaf and create meatloaf would take their meatloaf and chop it into 150 samples for people to come by and try. People can only realistically get to 5, maybe 10 chef stations. So that's why a chef only needs to donate 150, maybe up to 200 samples of whatever their dish is. There's no entry fee for the chefs because they are presenting their own creation. And the chef's assistant, each get obviously free entry into the event. Then the chefs come out after chef stations close, and they also get to vote, enjoy the evening and the live band, and also learning more about our program in Brevard County. So it's a fun night. If you're a chef, if you're a volunteer, if you're a guest, it's a really fun night for a good cause.
And when is it?
Again, it is Saturday, March 10th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Melbourne Auditorium. And tickets are available online at brevardcookingfromtheheart.com. So that's brevardcookingfromtheheart.com. You can get your tickets, reserved preferred seating, tables of 8. You can also be a sponsor of this great event and get in front of 400, 500 people.
Well, we hope everyone will come out and support this very worthwhile cause. Mentoring Rocks, it happens on March 10th. And if you want more information, the address is brevardcookingfromtheheart.com.
Correct.
Brooke, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Terry.